wish upon a starry night. Never did I dream that the day would come that I would gaze into your eyes.
When we're young, it's about copying, you know, and that's the way that artists work. You start in private by copying. You know, you learn those cover songs, you play them, you kind of digest all that material. And then you move into this thing where you start combining the things that you're copying into new works. And then eventually you transform those works into something of your own. And then that's what you put out into the world, something that's new that we haven't heard before. And then we can steal from you. Keeping a notebook is really the creative heart of everything that I do. It's my thing that every day, no matter what, I'll have my notebook on me. I'll scribble down notes. I'll scribble down ideas. That's where so much of my work happens. I just wanted to make that notebook that I always wished existed. You gotta write the book you wanna read. You gotta make the music you wanna listen to. It's just me against the world.
Me against the world, baby. Okay, read this one to me. What were you thinking?
Okay, so you're a barista. Start tip jar wars to maximize your tips. And there's a picture of two tip jars with sticky notes on either one. And the example I've given is Biggie versus Tupac. And I'm always telling people, look, creativity is not just for the work. It's also for selling the work. And to me, it was one of the most creative things I've seen.
I'm thinking in jazz here at KUVO, Ella versus Sarah. Who are you going to tip?
Oh, I don't know.
Picasso versus Dolly.
Picasso versus Matisse.
Edison versus Tesla.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I'd go with Tesla on that one. You could do Empire versus Jedi or something like that.
Yoda versus Obi-Wan.
Ooh, yeah. See what I mean? This is fun.
List here the things that feed you and list here the things that sap your energy.
You know, we have these things in our lives that we spend time on and they leave us feeling drained. You know, they're vampires. And so it's really good to identify those things in your life and kind of cut them out.
Find a receipt, paste it here, and then remember the day you made that purchase. I think you've tapped into finding the mundane and building something new around it.
A journal is a beautiful place to take those mundane details in your life and document them and then kind of find the sublime in them. I think a big part of the artist's job is just to pay attention. You got to pay attention. And you got to pay attention to your life and the things that you might not even think are worth paying attention to. Those are often the things that you'll find inspiration from.
My skin is black. My arms are long.
When I'm talking to particularly younger artists, I tell them, you've got to swim upstream. And what I mean by that is these people that you love, you got to saturate yourself in their art, but then you have to figure out who influenced them and then saturate yourself with those people and then work your way up, kind of build your own family tree and climb up it, you know. My friend Alan Jacobs, he calls that swimming upstream. You know, you comb interviews and liner notes, and I love that research, you know. I love that research of finding someone new and then figuring out who influenced them, because that is the big point of the Steal Like an Artist book. Nothing comes from nowhere. You know, all creative work builds on what came before, and everything you love, there's a rich and long history behind it. And that's part of the fun for me, is finding out that history.
My skin is brown.
What's interesting about becoming an artist is you don't want to try to digest all this at once. Find that one person. You zoom in and you say, all right, I want Nina Simone. That's my person. You zoom in on her, you listen to everything she you know, put out, and then you find her influences. You trace those on the map, and then you find them, and then you do what we said earlier, swim upstream. But don't try to be like too chronological about it. Focus in on the people that really make your gut strings resonate, and then you make your way up.
My name is Peaches.
Back page here, music to listen to, Curtis Mayfield live. Who is this man? You're in my record collection.
Oh, man, Curtis Mayfield. I mean, I'm a newer convert to Curtis, but that live album, that fed me when I was putting this journal together. And Curtis Mayfield is one of the most beautiful souls I think I've ever... I mean, to hear his voice on record, it just does something to me. And I want more people in my generation to know about him. And he influenced so many people. To me, Curtis Mayfield, it just doesn't get any better than that.
We're a winner. I never let anybody say, boy, you can't make it, cause some people mad is in your way.
There is a return of the mixtape and the old school listening in order, pause button, start, stop. It's not like loading a playlist. It's different.
The other thing I love about mixtapes is that they're a written record. They're an archive. They're physical. I mean, I'll find old mixtapes that people have made for me, and you look at them, and you can remember exactly who you were when someone handed it to you. They're diaries, in a way, like mixtapes you've made for yourself or other people. I mean, they tell a story. A guy named David Gutowski runs a blog called Large Hearted Boy, and every book I've done, he's asked me to make a playlist for it. And it's fun to go back and look at those playlists and say, who was I then? Am I still that person? Joan Didion said that. She said notebooks are a way of keeping in touch with the people you used to be. You know, one of the things that's come up on this tour is that people say, oh, I get this perfect little notebook and I don't want to mess it up. And I'm like, that's the whole point. You gotta mess it up. The best thing to do with the new notebook is to just scribble on that first page. Just get something nasty and wrong on there. A notebook's a good place to have bad ideas. But you just get that first page messed up, and then the book's yours, and you own it, and you can fill it with whatever you want. Good art works when there's some constraints. You know, how many great records do you know that the guys got in the studio and they only had like a day to bang it out, you know, and they made it happen? Like, constraints are what makes art interesting. And so I wanted the book to be full of prompts and exercises so people would have a little bit of focus. Because when you have that prompt and you have that little constraint, it's better than looking at a blank page. Because a blank page is terrifying.